Each finished with a 30-34 first draft record, so the Mets will be in the playoffs in mid-September. Now the quest starts for the other three teams in the East to see who will play the Mets in the postseason. Cardinals hope it is them, and they are rolling into this second half with some momentum. They have won all three games in this current series so far, including by a score of 7-3 last night. And for the Mets, since they clinched the division championship last Wednesday, they have lost six of their last seven games. So as the page turns to the second half, the Mets will try to turn the page and get a win tonight to stop a overall four-game losing streak, which is tied for their longest losing streak of the season. First pitch here tonight is coming up at 6:30. Elsewhere in the Florida State League today, Fort Myers is at Lakeland at 6:30, Clearwater at Tampa at 6:30, Bradenton at Dunedin at 6:30, and the late game is Jupiter at Dunedin, Daytona. That game's at 7:05. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we'll have tonight's starting pitching matchup and the lineups for the game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to the ballpark. I'd like to welcome all those listening on our radio partner on Friday nights, WPSL 1590 AM, the talk of the Treasure Coast. If you're local and you're listening on the internet, please break out the old radio, listen to our friends on 1590 AM. Let's get to tonight's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's the lefty Javier Atencio, making his sixth appearance in his fourth start for St. Lucie. He's got a 1-0 record, also one save, a 2.37 ERA, 19 innings, 12 hits, 5 earned runs, 12 walks, and 21 strikeouts for Atencio. He's been a very nice addition to the St. Lucie Mets starting pitching staff. Of course, the Mets have lost quite a few starting pitchers either to injury or to promotion, so Atencio, one of the good ones who has come on over from the complex side of life and has contributed in a major way to the St. Lucie team. He'll look to get the Mets their first win of this series tonight. The starting pitcher for the Cardinals is right-hander Brian Pope. Pope will be making his fifth start, appearing in his 12th game for Palm Beach. He's 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA, 25 innings, 29 hits, 10 earned runs, 6 walks, and 21 strikeouts for Pope, who is from California Baptist University. He was signed by the Cardinals after the 2021 draft. The lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and DHing is Alex Ramirez. Stanley Consuegra will bat second and play center. Junior Tillian hits 30 plays short. Omar De Los Santos is in left field hitting cleanup. Carlos Dominguez hits fifth. He's in right. Jack Thomas will bat sixth. He's at first. Greg Guerrero is the second baseman hitting seventh. Fernando Villalobos catches, and it's eighth. Albert Suarez is the third baseman, batting ninth. For the Cardinals, Darlene Moquette leads off and plays center. Jeremy Rivas bats second, plays short. Brady Whalen is at first, hitting third. Aaron McKeithen will catch in at cleanup. Yan Torres is Leonardo Bernal is the DH, batting sixth. Jesus Urrutia bats third. He plays third. He bats seventh. Elijah Cabell is in right field hitting eighth. And Sander Mora bats ninth. He is at second. Those are how the two teams stack up as we begin the second half. Well, the ending in of the first half and the start of the second half usually coincides with a lot of roster movement. That is not the case for the Mets or the Cardinals. Cardinals did not make any roster moves today. The Mets only made one. They have added right-handed pitcher Miguel Alfonseca from the Complex team. Well, maybe there'll be more roster movement after the series is over on Sunday and into the off day on Monday. We'll wait and see. Cardinals are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us and the St. Lucie Mets pregame show is in the books. When we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have first pitch on a beautiful Friday for the Mets and the Cardinals. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazika, the walk-off winner. To 0 pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Mets trying to turn this ship around. The losers of six of the last seven games, including four in a row, which has tied a season high. Mets have already claimed their postseason spot by winning the FSL East in the first half. They came out of the first half with a bang at the start of the season. They aim to do the same here in the second half. This is officially game number 66 out of 131. So after tonight, we're over halfway done with the season. Hard to believe. It's a beautiful night here in Jupiter. Hopefully any rain out there will stay away. No, it's been dry back home, though Clover Park did experience a brief storm this afternoon that knocked out Mets batting practice back at home. Be nice to start the new half with good weather. Cardinals lead this season series 5-4. Mets started the season series 4-0. Cardinals have won five straight in the season series. Try to snap that streak as well. Today, Alex Mears steps into the batter's box to face Brian Pope. Yesterday, Alex Mears started the game with a hit on the first pitch. Mets actually had two hits in the first two pitches. A run before there was an out recorded, but that was still not enough as Palm Beach won 7-3. All right, here's Pope's first pitch on the way. It swung on and missed, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:31. It's 85 degrees, partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Ramirez takes a curveball low and outside. Ball and a strike. Curveball hit the other way. Moquette, center fielder, running towards it. Over the shoulder catch as he drifts towards the warning track. And Alex Mears flies out to start the night. Struck it well, but just missed it. Mets, a home run hitting team, or they were, have not hit one since Saturday. This is quite the drought. They have 68 on the season. When they're not hitting out of the ballpark, they tend to struggle. Here's Stanley Consuegra. It was the last Met to homer. That was, again, last Saturday, also the last Mets victory. See how it goes hand in hand there? Fastball down and out, 2-0. Mets have faced Pope before. It was here on May 4th. Out of the bullpen, he tossed 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Mets won that game 3-2. This pitch is high. Looking back at that game, all three pitchers who appeared for the Mets that night have been promoted to High A Brooklyn. Nate Jones, the middle reliever, and Grant Hartwig, the closer. This pitch is a strike on the inside corner to Consuegra. And the Mets have promoted many, many pitchers this year so far. Not so many position players who tend to move slower up the ranks. Consuegra takes a pitch inside corner, doesn't like the call from Nelson Fraley. It's a full count. He could challenge that pitch, but he decides not to. 3-2 pitch is low for ball four, so Consuegra gets his walk in the end, and he's down to first base with one out. Junior Tillian will bat next. And the Mets offense hasn't hit that well this series, but Junior Tillian has 4 hits in the series, all singles, though. One on, one out, no score in the top of the first. Pope's pitch is a fastball taken for a strike at the letters. Tillian, with his 2 hits yesterday, has raised his season-long batting average to .271. He got 7 homers and 26 driven in 31 games. That's very good. Here's a ground ball base hit, right side. Consuegra is going to ease into second base, take the turn, and go back as Cabell, the right fielder, gets that ball back to his shortstop. So Tillian, with his 5th hit in this series, makes it first and second. Good piece of opposite field hitting for Junior. Not trying to do too much with it. Now the most electric player on the Mets, maybe in the league, Omar De Los Santos, comes to the plate. Omar yesterday, 2 for 4, 2 runs scored, a ground rule double. He stole his league-best 39th base of the season. He takes this changeup for a strike on the outside corner. 2 on and 1 out for the Mets, looking for another good start like they had yesterday. Side taken for ball one. Crowd still trickling in here to the Dean. It'll be a quieter Friday night. Big crowd by Jupiter standards on Wednesday as De Los Santos swings to a fastball. Yesterday, a crowd of over 700, very vocal with the dollar beers. Tonight, more of a family environment, it looks like, and also dogs in the park. You might hear some occasional barking, panting. 1-2 pitch, a little high on the change. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Consuegra at second, Tillian on first. That's good speed out there for the Mets. Pope delivers the 2-2 pitch. Down low, good eye by De Los Santos. He's worked it full. And now we'll see how aggressive the Mets are on the bases. Will they send the runners? First and second, one out on the payoff pitch. Pope from the stretch, and time is called by the catcher, McKeithen. Looked like he might have had something in his eye. He's back squatting behind the plate. And the 3-2, runner's not going. Pitch is grounded fair down the first base line going into the corner. De Los Santos has an extra base hit. Consuegra scores. Tillian being waved in. Here comes the throw. It's held. And De Los Santos is on third base with a two-run triple. Cabell in right field had a little trouble getting to that ball. The Mets take advantage with Tillian scoring all the way from first and Omar picking up the three-bagger. And a good start for the Mets for the second straight night. They have a two-run first inning. That was a hot shot. Hit on the ground, right side, past the first baseman Whalen. Made it all the way into the corner. And now Carlos Dominguez will bat. The opportunity to make it a 3-0 game. And he does with a base hit against the drawn-in defense, sailing it right over Mora's head at second. Omar scores from third, 3-0 St. Lucie. First pitch swinging, Dominguez drives in a run with a single. And the danger of drawing in the defense.
First baseman number 19 from Boulder City, Colorado.
Ball went right over the head of the defender. Jack Thomas Wold will try to keep the train going down the tracks. Ground ball right side. That will squeak through for a base hit past Mora. Jack Thomas Wold, a one-out single. Four straight hits for the Mets, five straight base runners. This Mets team held to one run
second baseman number one from
a couple nights ago. Correction, held the one run in the opener. Held to just two hits on Wednesday. Just three runs yesterday. Already have three runs and four hits before making the second out of the game. Gregory Guerrero has actually been one of the more productive hitters for the slumping Mets offense. We'll step to the plate, but not before we have a mound visit. Pitching coach Gio Carrera walking out to talk to Pope. Guerrero, in Wednesday night's loss, had the only two hits for the Mets, including a ground rule double. Yesterday went one for four with the single. And he will bat with first and second, one out. The umpire Fraley coming out to break up the mound visit as the 30-second pitch clock expires. Entire defense was in there, on the infield at least. McKeithen lingers back for another word with Pope. And the Cardinals already have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Again, Pope, he's been used as a starter recently. I mean, this is his fifth straight appearance as a starter. Seven relief appearances first, so he doesn't pitch very deep into the game as it is. Now already on the ropes with Gregory Guerrero at the dish. Here goes Pope from the stretch. Fastball at the knees for a called strike. Guerrero's in his second stint with the Mets this season. A brief call over back in April. Sent back over to the complex side, but has been with the team now for about 2 weeks. And he cannot hold up on a slider. Goes around for strike two. This is his 10th game. He is 7-for-30. With three doubles. In the hole, nothing in two. Pope will spin around and look back to second. Give a look to Dominguez, no throw. Dominguez trying to steal third. Throw down to get him. He is safe. A double steal. Guerrero swung and missed. It's a strikeout. But the double steal for the Mets. Two down now. And Dominguez at third. rolled up to second. And Fernando Villalobos at the plate. Well, this is a big spot early in this game. It's been a great start for the Mets, 3-0. But if Villalobos can get a hit here, make it 5-0, then the Mets would really be in a good position. And here's a foul tip for a strike. Villalobos, 3 walks and a strikeout in his one game in this series on Wednesday night. A catcher from Mexico takes this fastball inside. Hitting a .111 in 7 games. Just 2 for 18. Now would be a nice time for hit number 3. With his 25th pitch of the inning. And it's fouled off into the stands. Oh. And the doorbell sound drop, and that gets the dogs barking, including poor little Bonnie next door, little dash hound in the booth right next to the visiting radio. That woke her up from her slumber. Fastball right by Villalobos for a swinging strike 3. So Pope struck out the last 2 he faced, but the 5 prior Mets got on base and 3 scored. Good start for St. Lucie as they have handed Atencio a 3-0 lead before he throws 1 pitch. He will throw that first pitch when we come back next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz at baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Biggest lead of the series for the Mets, 3-0. Second straight game where they've scored multiple runs in the first inning. Wasn't much after that last night. They'll try to do a little better this evening. Javier Atencio facing Darlene Moquette, who continues to bat leadoff despite doing nada. Moquette takes a ball up high. Now Moquette's led off the first 3 games of this series, and he is 1-for-13 with 6 strikeouts. Takes a strike here. Obviously, that has not hampered the offense too badly for the Cardinals. They've done enough. Atencio throws one inside, and it's 2-1. Atencio looks like a promising young pitcher for the Mets. The Mets just challenged that pitch and lost it. Not a good use of a challenge. They have 2 left. Next pitch is popped up. Villalobos in foul ground right behind home plate snatches it for the out. Moquette now 1-for-14 in this series. Sluggishly walks back to the dugout. Atencio, just 20 years old, a lefty, 6 foot, 160 pounds, from Venezuela, signed by the Mets as an international free agent 2018. Did not start the season with the team, but was promoted over to St. Lucie from extended spring training back in late May. He's been with the team for about a month. Cardinals challenged that, and it stayed a strike. So both teams whiffing with their first challenge in the bottom of the first inning. Good job for Nelson Fraley, I guess. Home plate umpire. Here's a soft single into center field for Jeremy Rivas. He might try to make it a soft double. Here's the throw from the center field to Ramirez. The tag, safe. Rivas with a hustle double. Softly hit into center field. Ramirez had to travel a long way to pick that up. In the very spacious Roger Dean outfield. Throw was not great. That second baseman, Greg Gregorio, had to run up and catch it and then run back and try to tag. So Rivas with the one-out double. Brady Whalen at the plate. Whalen was ejected from last night's game. And he fouls one straight back. He struck out in the bottom of the eighth inning to end the inning. Struck out swinging, then proceeded to argue with the umpire Garrett Griffin, who gave him the old heave-ho. There's a lot of chippiness in last night's game, all towards each team and towards the umpires. Had a near benches clearing incident on a hit batter by Palm Beach as this curveball goes over for a strike. Cooler heads prevailed after Christian Scott of the Mets hit Adinson Cruz. There's a roller foul. Cruz, by the way, not in this game for the Cardinals. Nothing in two in this lefty-lefty matchup. Tencio's pitch gets away from Villalobos. Down and in. Makes his way down to third. We will call that a wild pitch for the moment. Mets have seen enough wild pitches from their pitchers and the catcher's inability to block this series, that's for sure. They lost the game that way on Wednesday night. One-two pitch, another one in the dirt blocked. Yeah, Wednesday, the tying run scored and the go-ahead run scored for the Cardinals in the eighth inning on wild pitches. Tough pills to swallow. From 0-2 to 2-2, is this the pitch that Tencio can put Whalen away on? Fastball to the backstop. Here comes Rivas to score. And it's 3-1. And there's another one. Start counting them up. How many times are the Cardinals going to score on a wild pitch in this series? Scored one on a pass ball last night as well. Scored one on a wild pitch yesterday. It's 3-2 on Whalen, and he takes the ball off the plate for ball four. Mets could have challenged that. They don't. Villalobos was ready to chuck it down to third. And here comes a mound visit from Mets pitching coach Victor Ramos. Boy, that's just got to raise the temperature of manager Robbie Robinson right there. He had three runs as an offense in the first inning. Your pitcher and catcher can't play pitch and catch. And you give up a run and then walk a batter after getting ahead 0-2. 0-2 on a lefty. You have got to throw a strike. Go back to when Juarez, the Mets' left-handed reliever, who's been so good on Wednesday, had back-to-back lefties to start the inning in the eighth, hit one and walked the other. Both scored and the game was lost. Just ugly right now. These Mets pitchers throwing strikes. They've been better this week than last week, but some of these are just head shakers. So the mound visit's over. Here comes Aaron McKeithen, who's brutalized the Mets all series with six hits. Three times he's either given the Cardinals the permanent lead in the game or has scored the go-ahead run in the game. And he flies one out of play. And that's finally started to quiet him last night. He got hits in the first two at-bats and retired him the final two times. Three-1 Mets, one on, one out in the bottom of the first. Atencio labors. Runner goes. Pitches grounded to third. Suarez will throw to first. The only out he can get. McKeithen retired. That's a double play ball otherwise if Whalen's not running on the pitch. A well-timed go by Brady Whalen. He's on second. McKeithen retired. Two outs. And Yon Torres is up. The Mets leading by two in the first. Tencio's breaking ball outside, ball one. Tencio has had success in this ballpark on June 11th against a different team, Jupiter Hammerheads. He pitched four scoreless innings to close out the game. Got a save. This is his first time facing the Cardinals. That was Torres for strike one. Probably not his last time facing the Cardinals. Palm Beach has two trips to Clover Park in the second half, at the end of July and at the end of August. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Mets have faced Jupiter down here twice and now the Cardinals down here twice. Neither team back at home. So the second half will feature a lot of Cardinals and Hammerheads trips to Clover Park. There's a broken back ground ball towards Suarez, the third baseman. Scoops and throws to retire Torres at first. Albert, a couple of good-looking plays at the hot corner to end the inning. Little shaky start as there's a double and two wild pitches to bring in a run, plus a walk that ended up being stranded. Overall, a good start for the Mets. They have a 3-1 lead going to the second inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
After a long first inning, took about 25 minutes. We're now starting the second. The Mets number nine hitter Albert Suarez up. Mets scored three runs on four hits and one walk in the first inning against Pope. Pope dumps in a strike. Pope did settle down by striking out the final two he faced. Mets missed out on a chance to maybe make it 5-0 with another hit. This ball is fouled away. Suarez yesterday 0-for-3 with the walk. Seen a big increase in playing time, Albert Suarez. There's a ball up and out. Not with Shervin Newton, Justin Guerrera, both promoted to Brooklyn, and Kevin Villavicencio sent back to the complex side. That has opened up more of an opportunity for Albert. That Villavicencio being sent back to the complex, that came as a surprise. He certainly looked like he belonged. As Suarez gets into one deep into right field, but Cabell has room. And in front of the track, he makes the catch for the out. And the leadoff man retired in the first. Now, Kevin Villavicencio, 18 years old from Mexico. Boy, he was a slick fielder. Loved watching him play defense. With the bat, not quite as advanced as his defense, but I thought he held his own. As this pitch is a ball. I mean, he was hitting 235 in 24 games with seven doubles and a home run. That's, for an 18-year-old in this league, that's solid. That's contributing. As this pitch is foul tipped by Ramirez, but the organization thought that he should go back to the complex side and spend more time there developing as a shortstop. 3 days a week here, I'm guessing that wasn't enough. There's a check swing, he goes around, Ramirez does. Ramirez flew out to start the night. He takes this pitch for a called third strike. I think he was surprised at that fastball, letter high. Didn't seem to have a lot of interest in approaching that bat, that pitch with a lot of focus. So two down, that's the third strikeout for Pope, and this is starting to look like yesterday's start for the Cardinals, Enohan Paniagua. And that's got to him early, and then he started to get on a roll. And once he got on a roll, the Mets really couldn't knock him off the block. He's retired four straight. Here's Consueger, who walked and scored last inning. Nearly gets hit by this fastball, and it's 2-0. Three 1 Mets, two outs, nobody on in the top of the second. Consueger fouls this one off right at home plate. Time called. That one, what was fouled off, hit the shin guard of McKeithen. He needs a minute to strap it back in. Now he's set. Catcher for the Cardinals. 2-1 pitch. Inside for ball three. And Swager hitting 251. Seven homers, 24 driven in. He's been with the team since day one. Pops one up on the infield. Running in is the shortstop, Rebus. He makes the grab for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for Pope. He's retired five straight since the World single back in the first. In the middle of the second inning, the Mets have a 3-1 lead over the Cardinals on WPSL 1590. The talk of the Treasure.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Pitches inside. Runner goes as it gets away. The tag, Bernal, he's safe. I guess we'll have another wild pitch. Bernal, a little casual there. He's walking into second base. Villalobos' throw almost got him. 1-1 to Urrequia. He cannot check his swing. He goes around too far. Swinging strike two. One, two, breaking ball, foul tip. Squeeze, strike three. A strikeout for Atencio, his first of the night. And gets Urrequia. One gone in the home first. Elijah Cabell. Reached base four times yesterday with three hits and a walk. What does he have tonight? Takes a high fastball. 1-0. Mets lead 3-1. Cardinals have a runner on second with one out in the bottom of the second. Tencio's pitch too high. Challenge. Villalobos thought that was a strike. It's going to be close. It's a strike. Good challenge by Villalobos. He's lost one and now 1-1. If you lose that, you have one left the rest of the game. So he had to be sure. He was confident. Breaking ball up high. And Do we have an injury situation here? As Atencio is walking around the back of the mound? I guess not. The way the second baseman Guerrero started coming to the mound and Villalobos started walking out there, I thought that they might be going to do a wellness check on the pitcher. But appears to be just fine. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball. 2-2. Tencio's curveball swung on and missed by Cable for a strikeout. Back-to-back K's for Atencio after the single and wild pitch. Now he's got a chance to strand the runner at second, keep the Mets up by two. Sander Moore will bat. It's a good combination of fastball and sweeping curve. Elevated fastball swung through and missed. Atencio's fastball, they classify as a sinker, right around 92 miles an hour tonight. There's the slow curve at 77, but it drops low. Mets up by two. With two outs and a runner on second, in the second. Atencio, a long look back, throws one up. Another look back to Bernal, the 2-1 home. Swung on and missed that high fastball again out of the zone. Too tempting for Mora. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Atencio, the look back, the 2-2 pitch. High fastball again, but taken for ball three. That one too high. Around the chin. Atencio ready for the payoff pitch. High again, ball four. Interesting sequence there for Atencio. Lots of fastballs up. They were all too far up, every one of them. You got two swings and misses. But the other three were taken for balls. One curveball he threw. More let go by. First and second with two outs back at the top, and the struggling Darlene Moquette popped out foul ground last time. He takes a changeup outside. Atencio not exactly filling up the strike zone tonight. Two walks, two strikeouts. He's throwing 40 pitches, only 22 strikes against 18 balls. Here's a ball pulled foul. And again, he should already be out of this inning. And the misplayed pop-up to start this inning by Guerrero has helped extend it. Atencio still, though, a chance to get through it scoreless, but it's taken a lot more work. One-one changeup, no good. Now, that pitch has not been effective tonight. Changeups missing high and out to the righties all night. Two one pitch, and he lost the fastball up high. Three balls and a strike. Something with the release point mechanically for Atencio just not quite there at the moment. Can't seem to get the fastball down or the changeup over the strike zone. 3-1 pitch. That's a high strike. Challenged by the Cardinals. Moquette thought it was too high. I think he's right. No. He lost. Grazed the top of the zone. Cardinals have lost both challenges tonight. They have one left the rest of the game. It's good news for the Mets. Payoff pitch, runners will go. Fastball grounded towards Guerrero. He will pick it up. He misses the runner at second, but throws to first and gets Moquette there. And Gregory tried to tag out Mora at second base, missed him as Mora slid under the tag, but good job by Guerrero to reroute to first. So after all that, it's a scoreless inning for Atencio. It was not easy. Mets will take their 3-1 lead to the third on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco. Visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
In the top of the third inning for St. Lucie, a 3-1 ball game. The shortstop, Junior Elliott.
Mets batting in the third. It'll be Tillian, De Los Santos, and Dominguez. All three contributed to the Mets' 3-run first inning. Ryan Pope's first pitch runs inside for ball one. Well, this game is running concurrent to the New York Mets game, just about an hour and a half down the road in Miami, depending on how fast to drive, I guess. It's a free-for-all on I-95. Mets and Marlins tied at one. It's Francisco Lindor is homered for New York. Tillian fouls one off to the right. Junior singled and scored in the first. 5 hits in the series. He fouls off another. Mets facing off against Sandy Alcantara tonight, one of the top pitchers in all of baseball. So they're going to need Taijuan Walker to try to match as best he can. There's the ball fouled away. New York trying to avoid its first 3-game losing streak of the season. That swept out of Houston in 2 games. Tuesday and Wednesday. Ball and 2 strikes on Tillian. Pope's pitch swung through and missed, a high fastball. Pope has now retired 6 straight, 3-4 on strikeouts. He has settled in. As Omar De Los Santos comes to the plate, a 2-run triple for him last inning continues to be now hitting 271 with 32 driven in. And he foul tips this pitch. It's a ball and a strike. Mets have a 3-1 lead with one out, nobody on, and the top of the third. Foul off to the dugout. A ball and 2 strikes. Breaking pitch, lobbed into center field for a base hit. Omar De Los Santos went down and dug that pitch out. Nice off-balance swing from De Los Santos. Usually that's not advisable. good contact. It's dunked into the center, and he's 2-for-2. And that ends the string of six straight retired by Pope. It brings up Carlos Dominguez, who lined an RBI single into center field last time up. De Los Santos, will he try to go? Not in this pitch. It's a ball high. They did catch him last night in the seventh inning. It's the fifth time he's been caught this season. He's stolen 39 bases, a league best. He's itching to go. He's got a humongous lead. Throw over. He dives in safe. If you're new to the minor league rules, listening in on WPSL 1590, pitcher can only throw over to second base twice per at-bat. If he does it a third time, it's a balk, unless he actually gets the pickoff. De Los Santos not running, pitches a strike on the corner, and it's one and one on Dominguez. All sorts of rules being tested in the minors, and the Florida State League is really the ground level for many. The technology in these ballparks can afford Major League Baseball to test some things out. De Los Santos is leaning, goes back to first, close again. He is safe. And now he can get the bigger lead because when pitcher Pope, so he can get that extra half-step lead. And he's going to be good as gone. Not running, pitches blooped into right field, slicing foul, and that one's off the net. One and two on Dominguez. You know, a lot of times De Los Santos bats ahead of Dominguez, so Carlos has to take pitches so Omar can steal. Now with two strikes, he must protect. De Los Santos not running, pitches a called third strike. Dominguez would like to challenge. He thought that was off the plate. He lost the challenge. A strike three on the outside corner. And this early in the game, top of the third, both teams are down to one challenge left the rest of the game. There have been five challenges, and Nelson Fraley has called four of those correctly. A good game for the umpire when it comes to challenges. Two down, Mets leading by two. De Los Santos not running again as Wold swings through a fastball. Wold singled in the first. Very surprising that Omar has not taken off yet. This is as long of a time waiting as I can remember him not trying to steal with the clear path ahead of him. Spin and throw to first, he's safe. Since it's a new batter, it's back to zero step-offs or pickoff plays. That's number one. He's going. Wold slugs it deep center field. Moquette on the run. Still going back. He reaches out. And it's off the wall and over the wall. An unlucky bounce for the Mets. Omar De Los Santos heading home, looks up, and grimaces. He is on the ground ruled double by Jack Thomas Wold. Just out of the reach of Darlene Moquette would have ended the inning, but De Los Santos would have scored easily had that ball stayed in the park. Instead, it took the big bounce off the warning track and over the wall. Tough break for the Mets. Wold 2-for-2. And now Gregor Guerrero hits with two in scoring position. Can he come up with a hit to expand the Mets' lead? Pitches inside for ball one. Mets lead at 3-1. Now I'm sure that De Los Santos wish he had stolen second earlier in the inning. He would have scored. A slider swung through and missed. Ball and a strike. A 1-1 slider in the dirt, swung through anyways for strike two. Guerrero missed it by about the length of a bat. a tall task now, as Pope can throw anything he'd like. 1-2 pitch, and it comes high and in. Good save by McKeithen. Two and two. Pope's pitch, slider down and away, good take. Guerrero's got it full now. That was a pitch he swung at earlier in the at-bat. Misses, really wouldn't hurt him in the short term. 3-2 pitch, slider right down the middle for a called third strike. Oh, Guerrero's going to challenge this. I think he lost it. Strike three. The Mets are out of challenges. Bad, bad use of challenges by the Mets in that inning. That was a backdoor breaking ball. Caught a lot of the plate. Guerrero, maybe a little emotional, challenges it. Now the Mets are done the rest of the night. That took a bad turn for the Mets. Three strikeouts in the inning. The ground rule double takes away a run. Mets come away with nothing. Strand two in scoring position. They still lead 3-1. We're listening to Mets Baseball on a Friday night on WPSL 1590.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, that's me, for better or worse, for all you folks out there. Thanks for tuning in to Mets Baseball this evening, first game of the second half. Mets lead 3-1. All runs in the first inning. Javier Atencio throws one high to Jeremy Rivas. Doubled and scored thanks to two wild pitches in the first inning. It's been a rocky start to Atencio, just the one run and two hits, but a lot of pitches and not many strikes. He's made pitches when he's had to, for the most part, as he dumps in a strike here. But does not have a great feel tonight. There's a ball high, 3-1. There's been several times this season where a Mets pitcher has not got off to a great start, and they somehow grind their way and get it going. Atencio trying to follow suit. This pitch is up. Now it's 3-1. So again, misses way up high. He just can't get the pitch down. Three, one high again, ball four. The third walk through 11 batters. And now the lefty, Waylon. Waylon has come to the plate two times against Mets lefty pitchers this series and has walked both times. First pitch, a ground ball foul past Wold. Not by much. Waylon an 0-1 Holt. Tough hitter hitting 292. He's got the 870 OPS. That's nice. Six homers, 22 driven in. Tencio looking for a ground. We'll lob one over to first base, checking in on Rivas, who's safe. Fastball fouled back, and now it's nothing and two. O-2, breaking ball just inside. Dangerously close inside on hit Whalen. Rivas, a short lead. He's not going anywhere. Fastball called, third strike. Whalen knew it right away. And for the Mets, that's more like it, facing left-handed batters from their left-handed pitchers. So a walk and a strikeout in this home third. Mets lead 3-1. Aaron McKeithen, who Mets have retired three times in a row going back to last night, is up. So they finally started to cool him off. Tencio will again throw over to first base, checking in on Rivas. I mean, these are not throwovers in an attempt to get him out. That's just a lollipop that barely made it to the base. Fastball fouled right back for strike one. If you didn't hear by now, the first half of the season is over in the Florida State League. And all of single A and high A. I believe the first half ends in double A leagues on Sunday. At the knees of McKeithen, it's 0-2. Mets finished the first half 40-25. One canceled game. Only three of the 10 Florida State League teams actually played all 66 first half games. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, sit down Aaron McKeithen. Back-to-back strikeouts for Atencio. He's now got four on the night. Lakeland, Dunedin, and Tampa, three West teams. The only teams to get all 66 first-half games in. That's life in the Florida State League with weather. Pop up right side by Torres. Well, that's going to get to the stands. Another 66 game scheduled for this second half. I think it'll be even tougher in the second half to get all the games in. And the weather's going to be worse in July and August than it was in April and May. Curveball fouled back. Mets won the East. Cardinals finished in third in the East out of the four teams. Jupiter second, Daytona last. There's a swing and a miss for strike three on Torres. Somewhere in that inning, Javier Atencio found it. All those pitches that were high to the first batter for a walk all got lowered to about thigh high and knee high by the end of the inning. Searching and found, at least in the third inning. Three strikeouts in a row ends it. We are through three in game one of the second half. Mets have a 3-1 lead over the Cardinals on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Brandon Villalobos leads off the top of the fourth for the Mets. He takes a ball up high from Brian Pope. Pope overcoming the rocky start, straightened his night out, just like Enoan Paniagua yesterday for the Cardinals. And an away for the Mets starter, Christian Scott. Remember, Christian Scott came in the third inning yesterday for the Mets. Five of the first six batters got hits and three scored against him, but he ended up pitching nicely after that for a full four and a third innings. There's the ball fouled off. That might have saved the Mets' bullpen an arm, maybe two, for tonight. One, two on Villalobos, and he swings through a fastball and strikes out for the second time. Pope racking up the K's. That's number seven already. And the last four outs he's recorded have been via strikeouts. Now Albert Suarez, who doesn't strike out a lot at the plate, doesn't get a lot of hits, but does put the ball in play. And Suarez came in hitting 096. The fouls went off. It's one and one. One pitch, ball outside. Talking about the Mets' great first half when they went 40-25 to win the East Division. They won it in the end by 5.5 games over Jupiter and clinched with over a week to go in the half. As Albert grounds one right to the first baseman, Whalen, who runs it to the bag himself, three and assisted. So now the Mets will wait to see who they play in the playoffs. Of course, they'd love to repeat, win the second half, but if they do that, it's not like they get an automatic bye to the championship round. They would just play the next best team from the East over the course of the entirety of the season. But no matter how the Mets finish in the second half, they'll be in the postseason for the first time since 2016 as Alex Mears takes a pitch inside. They'll host Game 2 and, if necessary, Game 3 of a best-of-three series against either the Cardinals, the Hammerheads, or the Tortugas. There's a pitch inside. Mets do not have a winning record against Palm Beach or Jupiter, as this ball is accidentally fouled off. Losing records against both of those teams. 4-5 against the Cardinals. 5-7 against the Hammerheads. They're 12-2 against Daytona, so odds would tell you that the Mets would rather face Daytona in the postseason, as Ramirez takes a called strike. But again, we're so far from the postseason, and this Mets team and the team they're going to play probably aren't constructed the same now as they will be then. But it's coming down the pipeline. Ramirez boops one into shallow right field. Moquette running in as hard as he can, and he will drop it off his glove. Ramirez runs back to first base as the throw behind him is late. We will wait to see the official score move Villano's decision here. Will it be an error or a single? Oh, Moquette had to run a very long way. It was trouble right off the bat, one of those that might have been actually easier for the second baseman Moore running out. Ramirez safe on first. Alex does have 9 stolen bases in this month of June. Still a far cry behind the 16 of Omar De Los Santos, but an opportunity maybe to steal his 10th base of the month to get in a scoring position for Consuegra. It is an E8. As Consuegra hits one deep into left field, but it won't carry. Making the catch short of the warning track is Torres, and the inning is over. No runs to the Mets in the fourth, no hits, one error, and one stranded. Mets still up 3-1. We move to the bottom of the fourth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Javier Atencio for the Mets seemed to have found his release point at the end of that third inning. He will now pitch the fourth, having struck out 3 in a row, starting with Leo Bernal, who was singled back in the second. Quickly got to the second base on a wild pitch, but was stranded there. It's been a good night of damage control for Atencio, who gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch. Again, Javier Atencio, a good pitcher for the Mets this year. 2.37 ERA in 19 innings. Just 12 hits. The walks are high at 12, but so are the strikeouts at 21. Opponents just hitting. Second pitch is a strike. Third pitch nearly hits Bernal. But it does not, so it's 1-2. Atencio's 1-2 curve. Called third strike. Sit down, Leonardo Bernal. 4 consecutive strikeouts for Javier Atencio. And he's got 6 overall in the night. This is a nice mid-game adjustment by him. Arecchia, who struck out first time up, takes the ball high and out. Ball one. And a fastball inside 2-0. Well, Atencio now at 3 1/3 innings, and he's at 66 pitches. At the pace he's going, going to be a struggle to try to get through 5. As this pitch misses outside for ball 3. The Mets could use a longer outing from a starting pitcher. 3-0 outside, a changeup ball four. So just as soon as he found it, he lost it. Last 10 batters, six strikeouts, three walks, one ground ball. Elijah Cabell up from Florida State. Takes this pitch outside. Five in a row have missed. And Cabell swings away. Flies one into right field towards Dominguez. Carlos circling around, makes the grab. Throws back to first, and not going to be in time to double off the runner. This is out number two. Cabell, a soft flyout after five straight pitches out of the zone. Tencio will gladly take it. And a rare ball put in play. Mets lead 3-1. Sander Mora hits with two outs in the fourth, and he takes a high strike. Again, the Mets have lost all their challenges. They're done. Cardinals have one left, so they're going to have to use it wisely. And Mora, I could tell, did not like that call, but not going to challenge a strike one. Foul tip, strike two. And Atencio was challenging Mora with a bunch of high fastballs last time he came up, but then they were too high. Ended up walking him. Now he's more riding that line right at the top of the strike zone. Curveball missed down and in. Not a bad pitch for 0-2. Tencio, a deep exhale, a 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung through and missed. Strike three, sit down Sander Mora. Two more strikeouts and a scoreless fourth inning for Atencio. And that walk in the inning, the four-pitch walk, turned out just to be a little blip on the radar. Four innings in the books in the first game of the second half. Mets lead the Cardinals 3-1. This is the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kiss the... It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Fifth inning, both pitchers are grooving. Brian Pope's first pitch to Junior Tillian as a curveball inside. Tillian 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Mets lead 3-1. All the runs in the game came in the first inning. Matching zeros for the last three. Junior grounds one out to the shortstop, Rivas. Throws to first and has the out. There goes the doorbell sound again. And there go the dogs barking again. Bark in the park. Had some good doggos down there tonight. I pet at least three dogs on my way up here tonight. They were out and about in the concourse below the game. Thought that might put me in a better mood, having to work a Friday night. There's a pitch inside on appeal. De Los Santos checked his swing. 1-0. Omar tonight having a good night. 2-for-2. A triple, a single, two driven in, a run scored. Takes this pitch for a strike. It's 1-1. Pope's breaking ball fouled back. De Los Santos got to first base on his single last time. Never stole second. And then had to be sent back to third on a ground rule double. Probably wished he had stole second. Could have scored. Grounds one out of play. Mets in the first inning. Got a walk from Consuegra. A single by Tillian. Then the two-run triple by Omar. Then Dominguez singled Omar home for a 3-0 lead. That's your Mets scoring summary. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And Pope has retired the first two batters of this inning. For the Cardinals, Jeremy Rivas hit a one-out double in the first inning. He went to third on a wild pitch and scored on a wild pitch. As Javier Atencio struggled to find his command early. And it seemed to have found it the last two innings. That's the Cardinals scoring summary. And Dominguez takes the ball outside. Dominguez, if you will recall, last time he was here to face the Cardinals in early May, homered in three consecutive at-bats. And he flies one deep left field this time, and that is going to be out of here. Bye-bye baseball. Right on cue, Carlos Dominguez with the home run to left. It stayed fair. His 14th of the season. And the Mets have a 4-1 lead. It didn't look like it was that well struck by Carlos, but the left fielder, Torres, never made a move. Almost like he was hoping it would go foul. Did not. That's the Mets' first home run since last Saturday. Nearly a week. They're 69th as a team this season. Now Jack Thomas Wolb is up. And he grounds one up the middle. That will be cut off by Rivas above second. He throws on the move and gets the out. The Wolb was bidding for his third hit of the night. We'll try again next time. A run on a hit, a home run. A 14th of the season for Carlos Dominguez. Extends the Mets' lead to the ball game on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dogs are angry down there. One dog in particular wants a piece of another. I'm very excited. The other dog's heading for the hills. We're back. Bottom of the fifth. Atencio 75 pitches, throws a ball, then gets a ground ball right to the belt of Tillian at short, who makes the throw to first. That retires Rivas. Now correction, Moquette. Now it's Rivas. Moquette 0 for 3 tonight, 1 for 16. And as far as the Mets are concerned, they can keep putting him in that leadoff spot where he has done no damage. Here's Rivas. He's doubled in walk tonight. Takes the ball high. The home run for Carlos Dominguez. Let's stat cast it up. Number 14 on the season to lead all Florida State leaguers. He and Rainier Nunez of Dunedin have been sitting on 13 for a while. No distance listed. For whatever reason, the Hawkeye system, which tracks all this information, does not pick up the distances on fly balls to the left field here. It didn't last year, and they did not resolve that issue in the offseason, apparently. There's a pitch for a ball outside to Rivas. It's 3-1. But Carlos hit it 104 miles per hour off the bat. Launch angle 36 degrees. Looking at the placement of the pitch, high in the strike zone. There's ball 4 outside, and Rivas has now reached 3 times against Atencio. And watching the 6-second video review of the homer, and it looked like from the swing and from the reaction that Dominguez, he kind of nodded his head down like he was fired up and then started sprinting out of the box. And if you've seen Carlos Dominguez hit a home run in person, you know that he lingers and he watches his home runs. So to see him kind of snap that head down and then take off, I think it led me to believe that he just popped it up. He popped it up right, all right, out of the stadium. The pitch was a 89-mile-per-hour sinker. Whalen in an 0-1 counter to the foul, and he lines one to the gap in right center field. That's going to get down and roll. Dominguez slides. It gets by him. Rivas is being waved in. Whalen's going to third base. It will be a stand-up RBI triple for Brady Whalen. And the Cardinals are back to within two, just like that. So the one-out walk. That's the Cardinals' first hit since the leadoff man in the second inning. And now McKeithen's got a chance to bring the Cardinals within a run. That was ripped. And Dominguez tried to slide and cut it off in the gap, but he slid too soon and the ball went behind him. And Ramirez was the one who eventually tracked it down. Mets infield is going to come in. Interesting decision and strategy with a two-run lead. That's the play. That's not the first time they've done this. There's a pitch inside. It's 2-0 on McKeithen. After starting the series 6-4-9, is 0-4 his last four. Two and 0 on McKeithen. 3-0 as this ball misses up high. Josh Cornelli, who has warmed up multiple times in this series in the bullpen but has not yet appeared, is warming up again. As Atencio approaching 90 pitches, running on fumes. 3-0 pitches popped up on the infield. Now into shallow outfield. This is going to be a tough play, and it's going to be dropped as Ramirez throws to second. Nobody there. Wold runs in. Can't get the out. There are three Mets sprawled in the outfield. A run scores. It's going to be a double for McKeithen. It's 4-3. Infield drawn in, and because of that, the infielders had to go the extra length into center field, could not get there in time. Both Ramirez – or Consuegra and De Los Santos couldn't get there. And that's just an unlucky break. And we'll have a mound visit. So the two outfielders, Consuegra and De Los Santos, too far to go. And that is a fairly routine pop-up for a second baseman or shortstop if they are playing at regular depth. But the Mets deciding to play them in with the lead backfires in a major way. And they're playing in. That's easy out number two. Waylon's still at third base. Instead, it's a lucky RBI double for McKeithen, who is now the tying run at second base with one out. Yeah, I'm going to have to get some clarification from Robbie Robinson of why the Mets have opted to do that a couple of times now with the lead to play the defense in with the runner at third and one out. Certainly understand doing it in the tie game or when you're trailing. I think you would exchange the run for the out and not risk that play with the lead. Did not work out that time, obviously. Mound visit over. Torres is going to bat. This might be the last batter as he fouls one straight back off the screen. Now Cornelius should be ready. Intencio likely to go over 90 pitches this at-bat. Trying to get him out on a positive note. Curveball, good pitch on the corner, and it's nothing and two. This pitch bounces in the dirt. Good save by Villalobos. Took it right off the chest protector. Tencio, a couple of deep exhales. 0-2 pitch. Low and away. We pause as Torres asks for time. Two-two pitch, fouled off. Long battle here. Going to be the last battle for Atencio tonight. Fly ball off to the right. Torres stays alive. We'll reach the stands. A lot of foul ground here, but it still makes its way into the crowd. Cardinals have scored two in this inning. A one-out walk was followed by an RBI triple, then the lucky RBI double. Mets lead, which was just expanded to 4-1, is now down to 4-3. Tying run at second base. The 2-2 pitch is grounded to third. Hits Suarez. He picks it up. Throws a dart to first and plenty of time to get Torres for the out. Nice job by Suarez taking that rocket ground ball off the chest, picking it up and throwing to first base. For the second out, Robbie Robinson's already made his way to the mound, and he will relieve Atencio from this game. Atencio going to fall one out short of qualifying for a win, but with the Mets on a four-game losing streak, having lost six out of seven, they are desperate to hang on to this lead. They will, of course, go to the bullpen. And when we come back, we'll see if Cornelli can keep the Mets in front and strand that tying run at second base. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Josh Cornelli versus Leonardo Bernal with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Good ball game for the opener of the second half as Cornelli gets a swing and a miss on a sinker. Bernal a single and a strikeout today against Ort Atencio. A one pitch, a swing and a miss, a changeup, and it's nothing and two. Good pitch. Cornelli right on the inside. McKeithen, the tying run out there at second. He's got 7 hits in the series. Tying run, there's a pitch up and out. You're having as good a series as McKeithen has had. You get those lucky bounces. When you pop up, should be an out, but it drops. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Strike 3, sitting man. Josh Cornelli puts an end to the fifth. The Cardinals move closer. They get 2 runs. And they now trail 4-3. Going to the back half of the game. Mets lead it on a Friday night. This is St. Lucie Mets baseball. WPSL 1590, talk to the Treasure Coast.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
The Cardinals have a new pitcher in the sixth inning. A right-hander, Carlos Guarate from Tinaquillo, Venezuela, acquired off waivers from San Diego. Pitched last year High A Fort Wayne. Duarte relieving Brian Pope. Went five innings, scattering seven hits and four runs, all earned. Pope walked one and struck out eight. Eight pitches and 58 strikes. And he gave up three runs before he recorded his second out. Then pitched really well, and then Dominguez stung him with a two-out home run in the fifth inning. And that run right now is the difference in the game. Mets leading 4-3. Before Guarate throws a pitch, a long conference on the mound with him, McKeithen the catcher, and then Orecki the third baseman, I'm guessing serving as a translator. Gregory Guerrero leads off and takes a breaking ball for a strike. Maybe nobody happier to see Pope gone than Guerrero, struck out twice. He's quickly behind 0-2, and doesn't like the call from the umpire. Guerrero lost the Mets' last challenge of the game on what was an obvious third strike. So, despite not liking that pitch, there's nothing he can do about it. Guarate, a herky-jerky motion. A lot of moving parts, flying fast, and a huge leg kick. There's a half swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Guerrero had no idea what was coming there. He has struck out for the third time. Next up, the catcher, 22, Guarate, I can tell just by watching him, he's going to be a tough pitcher to pick up. A humongous leg kick. And again, a lot of jerky motion out there. And a quick release as Villalobos' fouls went off. Villalobos also struck out twice against Pope. Bottom lineup having a tough evening. A swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's nothing in two. Guarate has split time between the rotation and the pen. This is his 14th game. He's now have seven relief appearances to go along with seven starts. He's 2-3. The pitch outside. It's 2-2. Struck out 33 and walked 15 in 45 innings. So surprised that most of he doesn't walk more and strike out more. As this pitch goes high and it's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Villalobos. Payoff pitch too high, ball four. Villalobos falls behind early and then just stands there. Takes four pitches for a walk. Brings up Albert Suarez. Would not put it by Albert to try a drag bunt or a push bunt. With the third baseman Orecchia playing way back. Albert will take a ball outside, didn't show bunt. Now Orecchia starting to move in even with the base. I still think it might be worth a shot. He will take a curveball for a strike. Didn't like it. Suarez has flown out and grounded out to first. Suarez checks his swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike on the curveball. Inner half. 1-2. Curveball fouled off, got just enough. Guarate set from the stretch. Fastball lifted out of play. Just caught the Florida State League tonight. Five games scheduled. This is the only one being played. Everybody else rained out. We are the southernmost game by far, and that would be the reason why. Take a look at your radar. Suarez takes a ball just below the knees. Ball two. Games tonight in Lakeland, Tampa, Dunedin, and Daytona, all north of Jupiter, Florida. Rained out. Makeups with doubleheaders tomorrow. Suarez swings and misses at the dirt ball and strikes out. He had done so well taking some of those pitches. Not that time. So two strikeouts and a walk for Guarate here in the top of the sixth. That's holding a slim 4-3 lead. The way this series has gone, that is not a safe lead at all. As Ramirez takes the ball inside. In a way, it almost feels like Palm Beach almost has the lead. And they have scored three of the last four runs. The way the series has unfolded, they, I'm sure, feel very comfortable with their lot in the game right now. Ramirez takes a strike. It's one and one. And a ball low. Again, this game playing out almost exactly like last night, where the Mets took a multi-run lead in the first inning. Didn't do much, just added one more after that. While Palm Beach chipped away and then took the lead. There's a pitch called the ball, and it's overturned to a strike upon challenge. So the Cardinals, down to their last challenge, win it. And McKeithen uses the challenge from behind the plate as the catcher and gets the win. Makes it a two-strike count. And a foul ball keeps it 2-2. Gave that challenge for either a ball four or a strike three. Not mid-count. I'll roll the dice in the sixth inning. And it worked out that time. 2-2 pitch, and it's low for ball three. So not a great way for the Florida State League to start the second half, right? With rainouts for eight of the 10 teams. Three, two pitches fouled off. Villalobos running will go back. Guarate set for another payoff. Ground ball, right side. It's going to squirt through for a hit. Alex Ramirez with his first hit of the night. Puts runners at first and second for St. Lucie. In the top of the sixth with two down. And paves the way for Stanley Consuegra to bat. Trying to add to the Mets' slim lead. Consuegra. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run tonight. A long inning for Guarate. This will be his 25th pitch. Time called late. Correction, no time called. A violation of the pitch clock by Guarate. He was not into his delivery when it struck zero. That's an automatic ball one. And then Consuegra takes a slider belt high for strike one. Pitch clock 18 seconds with the runner on base. When the pitcher has the ball, the catcher is down and he's got to deliver before it hits zero. Not just come set, he's got to start the motion home. It's 18 seconds with the runner on base, 14 seconds with the bases empty, 30 seconds when an out is made. He's got to start delivering before 30 seconds expires to the next batter. Ground ball foul. Of course, the batter has to be alert to the pitcher as well, or else he is deemed with an automatic strike. It's all become second nature by now. 2 and 2 on Consuegra, and he bloops one. Foul. McKeithen sheds the mask, but this one's into the stands. A fan in a St. Louis Cardinals t-shirt whiffed at it. McKeithen kind of gave him that look that I could have had it if it was in play. Two on, two outs for the Mets, leading 4-3. Consuegra in a battle. Guarate with his 29th pitch. Check swing. Consuegra went around. Looked like he might have held up. Home plate umpire Nelson Fraley rings him up. Three strikeouts in the inning for Guarate. He strands a pair. Mets can't cash in the sixth. Cornelius back to work in the bottom half of the inning. The Mets leading by one on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. Only game in town in the Florida State League. Everybody else rained out. Good one, 4-3 Mets. Got a long way to go. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Josh Cornelius starts with the ball outside to Jesus Urrequia. Next pitch is fouled straight back for a strike. Javier Atencio, the Mets starter, 4 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 5 walks and 7 strikeouts. Unbeknownst to me, one of those pitches in the first inning was a pass ball, not a wild pitch, that helped Rivas score the first run of the night for Palm Beach. That was an unearned run. Fastball lofted out of plate. Foul strike. It's 2-in. Pitching in his 16th game for the Mets. He's got a 2-2 record. Well, he's the pitcher of record right now, if he can hold it. Ground ball foul by Urrequia. 21 innings, 21 hits, 14 runs. They've all been earned off Cornelius. 15 walks and 27 strikeouts. He's given up a run in 3 straight outings and 4 of the last 5. But here, he strikes out Urrequia on the high heater. Urrequia, or rather, Cornelius returning to the site of really his most triumphant moment of the season. On May 5th here, he pitched 2 scoreless extra innings to get a win. You know how hard that is to do? There's a breaking ball to pitch 2 extra innings scoreless when they're giving the other team a base runner at second base to start both innings. To hold that runner off twice, very impressive. Once to keep the game going, giving the Mets a chance for an 11th inning, and then in the 11th inning, ending the game for the win. That was one of his two wins on the season. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, comes inside and hits Cabell. Mm-hmm. 0-2 to hitting a batter to putting the tying run on. Not exactly what Cornelli wanted to do. Again, these two teams had a dust-up last night. Both teams were warned after Christian Scott accidentally hit Adanson Cruz with the breaking ball. And the two started talking back and forth. And that was obviously unintentional. There was another hit batter after that last night that was unintentional. Did not result in an ejection. More in ball down and away to Endo. Fastball high, 3-0. So from 0-2 to a hit batter and a 3-0 count, Cornelia's lost touch. Top of the lineup looms, but that might be a good thing for the Mets with Moquette on deck. Hasn't done anything all series. 3-0 pitch, zipped right in. But after that, Rivas and Whalen and McKeithen, and they've done the damage tonight. All of it, so. Cornelli does not want to walk the nine hitter to set those guys up. Pickoff throw to first, safe. Cornelli will pick off again, safe again, and that's it. He's out of pickoffs. A 3-1 pitch is grounded foul. Now to run the count full, and now maybe with one out, runner on first, Cabell will take off. Cornelli set with the payoff. Runner goes, pitches the ball out. In a one-run game, Josh Cornelli hit a batter and walked a batter, the eighth and ninth spots in the order. Not what he wanted to do. So it's Darlene Moquette, but again, he's 1-for-16 in the series. At this stage, with the guys coming up, this is a must-get if Cornelli wants to hang on to this lead. And time is called, and Villalobos will come out and have a word. Victor Ramos, too. This will be the Mets' third mound visit of the night. Your New York Mets update. Down the road in Miami. This game running alongside ours. New York has gotten to Sandy Alcantara. Five runs. Mets lead it 5-2. Mark Canna has homered, as has Francisco Lindor. Lindor has also doubled. It's a bases clearing double by Lindor moments ago. Francisco Lindor, have yourself a day, my man. Mound visit over. Here's Moquette, who's 0-for-3, and he takes a ball low. Mets clinging to a 4-3 lead. and put themselves in bad situations the last couple of innings with walks and a hit batter. Done that all series long. Did it all last week as well. There's a wild swing and a miss on a high fastball. Moquette with a swing like that just can't get out of his own way. And he clobbers this ball left field. That will go fair. A three-run homer right down the line. Shocking. Darlene Moquette, 1-for-16 in the series, breaks out in a big way with the go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth. And Palm Beach has taken a 6-4 lead. Another night where the Mets got off to a great start, and the Cardinals just come roaring back as the Mets pitching staff struggles to keep them in check. Hit batter, walk, three-run homer. It's been that kind of stretch for the Mets. Now Rivas up, and he takes one inside. That one missed Villalobos and hit the umpire, Nelson Fraley. And here comes the Palm Beach trainer as Fraley is crouching down. Jeff Case on the case. And as Villalobos missed the catch, and that caught Fraley, the umpire, directly somewhere in that chest protector. And now we pause as Fraley is steadied. StatCast numbers for Moquette on the home run. It once again failed to register. Oh, it did get the distance. 389 feet on the homer. Exit velocity 109 miles per hour. Launch angle low of 20 degrees. And again, it was right down the line. It really didn't have a hook on it. Started right down the line and just stayed on the path. But it was out in a hurry. Hang time just 3.7 seconds. Fraley deemed good to continue umpiring. Cornelius throws a slider for a strike. And it's 1-1. Now that first pitch that hit Fraley, he called it a ball, but I don't think that was that far off from a strike. As Rivas pops one up in foul territory, Villalobos is making the catch in foul ground with the slide. That took him into foul fair territory. Albert fights the wind, which is picked up here, blowing out to right. As some weather might be moving in shortly. Just noticed that over the third base stands, getting darker, and the wind blowing out that way. That ball started well foul. Stayed foul, but Suarez, with his momentum, wound up in fair territory. Two down, and Brady Whalen is up. 1-for-2 with the triple. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 on him. Ground ball. Knocked down by Suarez on a knee. Throws to first. Wold can't swoop and scoop it. The swoop and scoop attempt no good as Wold couldn't collect. Picked off his glove. And Suarez didn't help matters with the low throw, but it was a tough pick at third. We'll see what the ruling is. looks like E5. Tough error. So the inning continues for McKeithen. First pitch to McKeithen. A called strike. Six-4 Cardinals. They've scored 4 runs the last 2 innings. As McKeithen checks his swing on the breaking ball. And I guess if you're darling Mo Kitt, you're going to go 2-for-17 to start the series. You want one of those hits to be a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 6th inning, and he got it. 5 unanswered by the Cardinals. There's a pitch low. And the Mets, you go back to that first inning. I know it's a tough ask, but when you're really scuffling like the Mets are, you need to make some clutch plays, some clutch hits. And this 2-2 pitch is swung on and 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. But Mets had second and third, 2 outs. They'd already scored 3 in the inning. And just got the feeling that if they could have gotten one more hit there from Villalobos or Guerrero to get 2 more runs and make it 5-0, really take some pressure off. Instead, they stranded those 2 innings later. He had the ground rule double, which prevented a run from scoring easily. Another second and third, 2 out situation. Hoping for a hit, busting out, didn't get it. That's a tough ask, it is. To get a 2-out hit with 2 in scoring position. The pitcher buckles down. That's a tough ask, but it'd been really nice if the Mets could have gotten somebody to come through in one of those 2 situations. Because you know the Cardinals would have answered something. But if you can just build a big enough lead as this pitch goes low, if you can just almost not put it out of reach early, but just build so much momentum and so many runs early. Just make it that much harder for Palm Beach to answer. As this pickoff throw goes to first. Off the bag, but Wold didn't hold the tag. So Wold with a quick tag of Whalen showed it to the umpire. And then Whalen fell off the bag, but Wold was showing the umpire on. That would have been a nice play there. Instead, a 3-2 pitch to McKeithen, and it's a ball 4. And this inning has gone very much south on Cornelli. He has walked 2 in the inning. He has hit a batter in the inning. He has surrendered a 3-run homer in the inning, and he's not going to get out of the inning. Robbie Robinson to make another move, looking for another pitcher who can be a stopper. Hasn't found one really yet in this series.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
For the Mets. Started the season in Brooklyn, didn't throw enough strikes, so sent that back down to St. Lucie. In his first appearance for the Mets a couple of days ago, didn't throw many strikes. It took him 20 pitches to get one out. He gave up a hit. He walked a batter through a wild pitch to bring in a run. Hoping to make less of an adventure of it this time as he looks for one out to end this inning. A brutal inning for the Mets. Coughing up a lead thanks to the walks and hit batters. And Torres, 0 for 3, takes one up and in. And then a fastball down the pipe. Curious to see how Santos does this time around in St. Lucie with the pitch clocks. I know he dealt with them up in Brooklyn, too, but he was a notoriously slow worker last year. And you can't do that this year. You just can't. Clocks don't allow you. You can work slow. You're just going to be dinged with a lot of automatic balls and then walks. And time is called for some unknown reason as the umpires are going to walk down the first base line. Who are they talking to? Looking in the direction of the Cardinals' dugout. They're going to walk over to the front of the Cardinals' dugout. They have an equipment malfunction maybe with the umpires. Of course, is there a light outage? The umpire on the field, Garrett Griffin, he's got a walkie-talkie. He can talk to the clock operator through that. We pause and we wait. All the umpires sort out some issue. And I guess they have. The help of the third base coach for the Cardinals, they are satisfied with whatever that was. Back in position and Santos ready for a 1-1 pitch. Strange. Ground ball to third. Suarez will race to the base and he beats the runner there. That was Whalen, and the inning is over on the fielder's choice. Bad inning for the Mets. Hit batter, walk through, and homer just like that. Poof, lead gone. Palm Beach will now take a 6-4 lead to the seventh here in Jupiter. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back.
Do the Mets have an answer here? They've started hot the last two games, but have fizzled. It's got to be somewhat demoralizing to get out to another great start and just see it whittled down and disappear. Now the Mets trying to rebound as Tillian takes a called strike from Guarate. and a ground ball foul. Mets took a 4-1 lead on the two-out home run by Dominguez in the fifth. Things were looking good, but five runs since then. Here's a soft liner stabbed on the fly by Mora. Nice stop by him on the slide out at second into the grass. Robbing Tilly, and if that ball hits the ground, who knows where it can carry him to. One out, and De Los Santos up. Omar, can he get it going? He's done his part tonight. 2-for-3 with a triple, two runs driven in, a run scored. Mets are asking him to be a kickstarter again as the fouls went off. Got to give a lot of credit to the Cardinals. They just keep coming at the Mets. Three straight days, the Mets leading. They've come back. And at different parts of the game, too, as this ball is fouled off. Down 2-0 on Wednesday. They came back in the eighth. And down 2-0 yesterday. They quickly erased that in the third inning. They were down 3-0 today and 4-1. They erased that in the sixth. Here's a pitch that runs inside and hits De Los Santos. Down to first he goes. And the Mets need him to use his speed to get to second. See if they can spur something here. With Dominguez coming up and Wolf behind him. Both Carlos and Jack Thomas games today. So it's the good spot, the Mets order, to do something with a fast man aboard. De Los Santos, big lead. He'll be checked back in. He's out! Oh, man! De Los Santos, he won't argue it, but he's picked off. I thought he got back in. The umpire, Garrett Griffin, calls him out. With the way Omar popped up and started running, thought he was going to go right to the umpire and plead his case. And he stopped and rerouted to go back to the dugout. So, there goes any thought of that. Two down. And Dominguez swings and misses. Two down in the seventh now. Dominguez launched his FSL high 14th home run last time up, stretching the Mets to their biggest lead of the day. Now he bats with the Mets down two, swings to this fastball, and it's nothing in two. And swings and misses at a curveball in the dirt, strikes out, throw down to first complete by McKeithen, and the inning is over. Mets struggling to get up off the mat after Moquette's three-run homer. Seventh inning stretch, Cardinals have a 6-4 lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Leonardo Bernal, the only man not to hit in the last inning, is at the plate. There's a pitch up high, ball one. So eight batters came to the plate for the Cardinals last inning. Only one got a hit. That is the Mets' problem the last couple weeks in a nutshell. Too many walks and hit batters. Can't get out of their own way as Santos throws a strike. Morrison gets the clean slate now after getting the fielder's choice ground out to end the sixth. Bernal, a single and two strikeouts this evening. Check swing, doesn't matter, it's a called strike. Josh Cornelli lasted one full inning, one hit, three runs. They were all earned. He walked two, hit a batter, struck out two. 34 pitches, 19 strikes. And a slider down and in. Fastball up and out, 3-1. Grayson Santos this year in Brooklyn in 16 relief appearances gave up 17 hits and 15 runs in 17 innings, a whopping 19 walks and just 12 strikeouts. Ground ball right side, nice stop by Wold. He will flip on the run and get Santos the ball for the out. Good teamwork there, 3-1 ground out. So, yeah, 7.79 ERA, but as we've seen at multiple levels this year in the Mets system, if you're not throwing strikes, you're really not going to stay. Levi David didn't throw strikes for St. Lucie. He was sent back to the complex to work on some things. Santos not throwing strikes in Brooklyn, down to St. Lucie to a lower pressure environment. And work with Victor Ramos trying to get those strikes. There's the ball fouled back, and it's nothing and two off Arecchia. Slider swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down, Jesus Arecchia. Went down to one knee and nearly fell over going after that. And two up, two down for Santos here in the bottom of the seventh. Cardinals have a 6-4 lead. Mets had leads of 3-0 and 4-1. Cardinals two runs in the fifth to get within a run, and then a three-run homer by Moquette to take the lead for the first time in the sixth. Pitch was a called strike. It's challenged, and it stays a strike. So, by my count, Cardinals have now lost three challenges. The Mets lost their third challenge a long time ago. Hitter can take the rest of the night off. Nobody can challenge. Although I have seen now twice this year a team that's out of challenges keep challenging, and the umpire has allowed it. I don't think on purpose. As this pitch is a strike. Sometimes you get so many challenges in the game, I think people lose track. Here's a line drive over the head of Wold. Elijah Cabell will hold with a single. After getting on four times yesterday, Cabell's on two out of four times tonight. And the bottom of the seventh will continue for Sander Mora. Drawn two walks And Mora cranks one deep left field. That one's gone. Sander Mora, damage from the nine spot. His third home run of the year. Two-run shot. Opens up an 8-4 lead for the Cardinals. Cardinals are leaving the building. Five runs in the last two innings on homers. And again, it's the bottom of the order. Cable, Cabell, and Mora, eight nine hitters have now combined for four runs scored. Back to the top, and Moquette, the three-run go-ahead home run in the sixth. A one for four. And he swings and misses that high fastball. The home run for Sander Mora came on a fastball at 94 miles per hour. Launch angle of 25 degrees, went 404 feet. That was a poke. Here's a tapper back to the mound. Santos will flip it over to first. That retires Moquette. But two more on the two-out home run by Sander Mora. And the Cardinals have now scored the last seven runs in the game. Mets 4-1 lead, a thing of the distant past. It's 8-4 onto the eighth.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets trying to get their mojo back as Jack Thomas Wold swings and misses. Getting down to it now. Mets had a 4-1 lead in the middle of the game. Cardinals have ripped off seven unanswered runs for an 8-4 lead. Home run ball a big factor. Again, the Mets pitching staff not one prone to give up the long ball. So this is surprising. As this pitch is a ball. Mets, as a team, hitting 68 home runs entering the day, but only allowing 28. Wold flies one to right. That will be caught on the run by Cabell. Good running catch by Cabell. Or the first out of the eighth. Mets have lost four in a row and six of seven. They have not lost five in a row yet this year. Again, this by and large the same group that has stuck together, at least position player-wise, but I think you're starting to see now the pitching impact play a role. Mets have lost a lot of good pitchers, not saying that the ones they are using can't be effective, but you can only sustain so many losses to a pitching staff before you start to see some effects of that. As this ball is fouled back by Guerrero, trying to avoid the Golden Sombrero tonight. But the Mets lost some heavy arms. Here's a bouncer off the plate. Takes a while to come down to the pitcher, Guarate, but he finally fields it and tosses the first underhanded. And that beats Guerrero. Two down. Guerrero out on the comebacker.
Next up, the catcher, number 22, Fernando
Dylan Hall. He was promoted to Brooklyn officially today. He departed us yesterday. But Dylan, you know, his ERA was 1.52 in 18 relief appearances. And Grant Hartwig, you know, he's been gone for a while. He was tremendous. Of course, Brendan Hardy has been gone for a long time, too. He was great. Nate Jones, a tough loss for the Mets bullpen. He was pitching well. Nate Lavender, promoted 4-1 with a 0.48 ERA. Now we have a time as the umpire fixes something on the plate. And Franklin Sanchez is on the injured list. He has done well. There's a ground ball. That sneaks in from Villalobos, tucked by the third base bag, and a trickle into the Mets bullpen. And Villalobos hustles into second with a stand-up double. After starting with two strikeouts, Fernando has walked and doubled in his last two plate appearances. Now Calvin Ziegler. Now he came off the injured list with a hamstring. But still trying to get healthy. He hasn't pitched in a little while, but is still active. Mike Vassell, Carson Seymour, you know, those guys long gone. It's just a lot of attrition for the pitching staff. Some guys might be hitting that proverbial wall at the halfway point. Just not as sharp and as dominant from a pitching standpoint in the last couple of weeks. The Mets have been accustomed to most of the first half. Rain has started to fall here at the Dean. The tarp crew has assembled. It's a light rain, certainly something we can play through. As this pitch is a ball to Suarez. And we'll continue to monitor the weather situation. Again, this is the only game in the league tonight. The other four games rained out. Great if Mets and Cardinals could get through nine full innings without a break tonight. That wind picked up a couple of innings ago. Told you something might be coming this way. Hopefully nothing serious. A strike to Suarez, who was 0-3. And he's in a 1-2 pitch around. The two-out double by Villalobos. Mets trying to cross a run, put a run across the board before the ninth, as Suarez takes this one low and away. Cardinals lead 8-4. Guarte's pitch swung on and missed, and the inning is over. Albert thinking about slamming the bat, but won't. Frustration for the Mets for the last week and a half now, culminating tonight. Four-run lead in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Cardinals. They'll try to tack on some insurance when we come back. Santos trying to avoid that as he works the inning. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Today begins a new journey.
First pitch swinging, Jeremy Rivas lines one over the head of right fielder Carlos Dominguez. He has a double in the bottom of the eighth inning. His second double of the night. And his fourth time on in five trips. Racing Santos trying to finish out this eighth inning for the Mets. Mets don't want to have to burn another pitcher here as Brady Whalen comes to the plate. One for three. The triple and a walk. He takes one outside. Santos fastball pop foul. New York Mets update. Mets leading 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Miami has the bases loaded. Garrett Cooper just drew a bases loaded walk from Drew Smith. Miami then a run. Here's a ground ball. Base hit in the right field for Whalen. Rivas will hold at third. The throw comes in from Dominguez, the right fielder. Well, back-to-back hits for the Cardinals in the eighth. This trio of Rivas, Whalen, and McKeithen have done a lot of damage tonight. Let me give a lot of praise to Mora and Moquette for their home runs, game-breaking home runs, but you know, Rivas, Whalen, and McKeithen before that. Whalen has been on three times, Rivas four times, and now McKeithen has been on two times in a row. He gets hit by a pitch, or did he not? That hit the bat or him? And it must have hit him because the home plate umpire is pointing to go down to first. Somewhere up around the arm area. So he's on for a third time. Mets pitching staff cannot control the 3-4-5 hitters. 2-3-4 hitters. Here's the fifth hitter who's 0-4-4. And Santos in a mess now. First three batters of the inning are on base. And now Torres takes one low and away. Five pitches into the inning, and the Cardinals have loaded the bases. And the Mets' hope of not having to use another pitcher might be going out the window as another reliever is warming up. Santos throws a strike. That's Miguel Alfonseca down there, who started the season with the Mets, got roughed up, and then sent back down to the complex. And that Mets pitching staff to start the season, that was a tough rotation and a tough staff to crack. There were some good pitchers that didn't make it onto the initial squad that had to hold off back in the complex. So Alfonseca, the Mets had him on that initial roster, just wasn't very effective, and moved him off, bring somebody else in. But at least they thought he was good enough to start the season with St. Lucie. So there's hope there. But he might be back in action shortly. It's a ball and two strikes on Torres. And And he shuffles to Guerrero. Guerrero throws to first. That's a double play. Mets will gladly take that. 6-4-3. Rivas scores to make it 9-4. But two outs on the play. No RBI for Torres. Tillian, I think he could have taken that himself to second. But Guerrero was already there, so he gets his teammate involved. Whalen went down to third. And Bernal swings through a fastball. So now Alfonseca will cool it and go back down and have a seat in the bullpen. It looks like the Mets won't need him. Bernal takes a breaking ball low. Bernal flies one. Deep right center field. Consueger on the move. He will get there in time to make the catch and retire the side. Bad start, good finish for Racing Santos. Bases loaded, no outs, gets a double play and a fly out to limit the damage to one run. Last call for the Mets when we come back. Palm Beach leads 9-4.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Guarate back out trying to finish off the Mets. Trying to go 4 innings to finish this out. Palm Beach used just 2 pitchers yesterday, trying to do the same tonight. Nobody warming in the bullpen. As Ramirez takes the second pitch low. Mets got a long way to go. Trailing 9-4 down to the last 3 outs. As Ramirez takes a strike. Mets a 4-1 lead at the halfway point, but 8 unanswered by the Cardinals. A wild swing and a miss. Big cut by Alex for strike 2. And now both hitter and catcher have to adjust their pads. In sync almost. They're back ready. And Ramirez fouls one away. Breaking ball inside, full count. Guarate, 3 scoreless innings. Payoff pitch, and it's blue. Breaking ball low, and Ramirez draws a leadoff walk. It's a start for the Mets. Swager is next. New York update. Drew Smith, after the bases loaded walk, was replaced by Adam Ottavino, who got Jesus Aguilar to fly out. So the Mets 5-3 lead to the eighth now. Game one against Miami. Boy, if you rough up Sandy Alcantara, got to win that game. Let's see if the Mets can hold off the Marlins in the eighth and ninth. Mets have not had great fun in Miami over the years. It's Marlins, usually not as strong a team as the Mets in recent seasons, but they do play the Mets tough at Marlins Park, Lone Depot, whatever they're calling it nowadays. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. I've been to several Mets-Marlins games down there, and I don't think I've seen the Mets win one time. Maybe it's a good thing that I'm not there. Swager swings and misses at the breaking ball and strikes out. One gone in the top of the ninth. By the way, it had stopped raining here. It was a quick drizzle and a look at the radar between innings. Child's play. No problem. That's weak sauce for the Florida State League. We can play through that. Here's Tillian. Started hot with a single in the first inning. Three out since. He cannot check his swing on the breaking ball. It goes around. I did see that Buck Showalter said on Sunday Max Scherzer will not pitch for the Mets. Looks like he's going to get another rehab assignment. Now, follow the Miami. Max Scherzer is with the team in Miami. He's going to pitch in a rehab game. The St. Lucie Mets are 2 hours north of Miami. Could that be in play on a Sunday here at Jupiter? There's a fly into center field by Tillian. Now, the Mets, I don't think they've come out and said that Scherzer's going to pitch in a rehab game. If he's not pitching on Sunday against Miami, we'll see. Tim Healy of Newsday reports that Max Scherzer will not start on Sunday. Buck Showalter said his next step is TBA. That means that maybe he gets another rehab start. Maybe they just push him to another game for the Mets later. But he would be scheduled to make his next appearance in a game on Sunday. We'll see. Mets down to their last out. Omar De Los Santos at the plate. He takes a ball and then pops one up right side. Looks like it might stay in play for Whalen. Reaching into the dugout, off his glove, and the game will continue. Right on the rail, hits Whalen's glove and goes into the dugout. Should have been, could have been, the 27th out. Instead, Omar De Los Santos gets another crack. He's been on three times today, a triple, a single, and a hit by pitch. You don't want to go out that way. A 1-1 pitch. De Los Santos cranks one deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Number 9 on the season for Omar De Los Santos. And it's 9-6. So one pitch after Whalen can't catch it in foul territory to end the game. De Los Santos, given new life, leaves the yard. And he's going to finish a double short of the cycle. Still a long way to go for the Mets to come back in this, down to their last out, but Whalen got to be pretty frustrated over there at first base that innings for Guarate. Maybe the Mets can use some of that momentum for tomorrow. Now here is Dominguez getting hit by a pitch, or did he get out of the way? Or did it hit the bat? I think he just got out of the way. There's a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. Omar with a triple, single, and two-run homer tonight. There's a swing and a miss from Dominguez, and Mets are down to their last strike again. Pop-up on the infield. This should do it. A bunch of Cardinals are there. Whalen with a redo makes the catch in fair territory and ends the game. some solace there for the Mets as Omar hits a two-out, two-run home run. But at the end, it's a 9-6 Cardinals win on this Friday night. Cardinals have now won all four in this series. Mets have spiraled to a fifth straight loss, their longest losing streak of the season. And the Mets have now lost 7 of 8 since their East Division clinching win 2 Wednesdays ago. Tough times for the St. Lucie Mets. They are off to an 0-1 start in the second half of the Florida State League. And the Cardinals have now won 10 of 13. They are hot. And they will now lead the Florida State League East Division going into game two of the 66-game half. Winning pitcher tonight, Guarate. Losing pitcher, Cornelli. Mets had a 4-1 lead that disappeared quickly on the home run ball. The Cardinals rally back yet again for a third straight day to beat the Mets. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Palm Beach's 9-6 win over St. Lucie on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from the top of the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up another ball game for the Mets. This is their 66th game of the season. A loss for the fifth straight day. Mets are now 0-1 in the second half, 40-26 overall. Palm Beach now 1-0 in the second half, 31-34 overall, as the Red Hot Cardinals try to get back to 500 on the season. This is the only game played in the second half tonight in the FSL. The other four games were rained out. Quickly, before I do the box score and the scoring summary wrap-up, the two-out, two-run homer by Omar De Los Santos in the ninth inning, it was a dandy. 422 feet. To left field, 104-mile-per-hour exit velocity and a launch angle at 27. Good numbers there for De Los Santos on his ninth home run of the season. He's going to fall a double shy of the cycle. And of all the Mets position players who have yet to be promoted, it's hard to find a more deserving one than him. His time as a St. Lucie Met might be running short, and deservedly so. All right, now let's get to the scoring summary. You're going to like it early if you're a Mets fan. Just like the last couple of days. Sammy Consuegra, a one-out walk. Junior Tillian, a one-out single. Nomar, a two-run triple down the first base line. Made it 2-0. Then Carlos Dominguez comes up, an RBI single, beats the drawn-in defense. 3-0 Mets. Cardinals scored in the bottom of the first, a one-out double for Jeremy Rivas. He went to second on a wild pitch. Third on a came home on a pass. Let's start over again. A double with one out, third on a wild pitch, scored on a pass ball. It was 3-1. Fast forward to the fifth inning, Mets got a home run by Carlos Dominguez, his FSL leading 14th of the season. 4-1 Mets at the halfway point. Mets must have been feeling pretty good. Good times did not last. It was over quick. in the bottom of the fifth, a one-out walk for Rivas against Javier Atencio, the Mets starter. Brady Whalen follows with an RBI triple. That makes it 4-2. Aaron McKeithen, with the infield drawn in, bloops a double into shallow center field that if the defense had played back with the lead, would have been caught easily by middle infielder for an out. Instead, it drops in for a lucky double to make it 4-3. The Mets did stop the bleeding there, but in the sixth inning, it got away. Started off well enough for Josh Cornelli. He struck out the first batter, but then hit the second batter, the number 8 hitter, walked the number 9 hitter, and then boom, Darlene Modquette, 3-run homer. The leadoff man had been 1-for-16 in the series, breaks out in a big way with the 3-run shot off Cornelli, turning a 4-3 deficit into a 6-4 lead for the Cardinals. In the seventh inning, Sander Morrow would hit a 2-run homer from the ninth spot against Rayson Santifor, and then a run-scoring ground out with the bases loaded in the eighth inning made it 9-4 Cardinals. De Los Santos hit a 2-run homer in the bottom, top of the ninth, to make it 9-6 to wrap up the scoring. Moving to the box score, starting with the Lions score. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Mets. So, an offensive night that was good enough. Would like to see the Mets sustain a little more after the 3-run first inning. 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Cardinals. Hitters in the game for the Mets, De Los Santos, 3-for-4 with the single, triple, homer, 4 driven in, 2 runs scored, and hit by pitch. Carlos Dominguez, 2-for-5 with the home run. Jack Thomas Wold went 2-for-4. He hit a double. Villalobos hit a double, and Ramirez went 1-for-4 with a walk and a run. For the Cardinals, Rivas, 2-for-3, 2 doubles, 2 walks, 3 runs scored. Whalen went 2-for-4. He had a triple, a walk, RBI, and a run scored. Mora, 1-for-2 with 2 walks and a home run from the ninth spot. Moquette, 1-for-5, but he made it count with the hit, a 3-run winning homer. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Atencio didn't have as good stuff early, found it, and then lost it a little bit. 4 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 5 walks and 7 strikeouts. Cornelli, rough full inning, 1 hit, 3 runs. The homer, 2 walks, hit batter, 2 strikeouts. He took the loss. He's 2-3. Rayson Santos, 4 hits and 3 runs in 2 1/3 innings, no walks and a strikeout. Mets is a total. Pitching staff, 7 walks tonight. Not going to get it done. For Palm Beach, Pope, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, a walk, 8 punchouts, and a no decision. Guarate gets the win. He's 3-3, 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. His first baseman, Whalen, owes him a Coke after this one for not securing what would have been the third out of the ninth and a score. Ball game played in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 670 baseball-loving souls. I'm not sure if they counted the dogs. I bet you they didn't, but they probably should have. Now the Mets will turn their attention to tomorrow. They've already lost this series. They can reverse their last series against Palm Beach, though. Remember when we were down here in early May, the Mets won the first 4, and then Palm Beach swept the weekend. Maybe the Mets can sweep the weekend after losing the first 4 this time around. It will be Askew on the mound for the Mets tomorrow, hoping for a good performance and to stop this losing skid. It'll be another 6:30 first pitch. Weather looks a little trickier tomorrow. Hey, I said that when I signed off the air last night, and we played along just fine. But plan on a 6:30 first pitch with a 6:20 airtime. No, redo that, Adam. It's a 6 o'clock first pitch. They moved us up by 30 minutes. So we'll go airtime at 5:50, first pitch, 6 p.m. sharp. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the Palm Beach Cardinals 9, the St. Lucie Mets 6. For Cliff Desmond, spinning the dials back in the WPSL studios, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. Hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.